even fighting. I want to talk to you about something today, and something that Jesus said. And so often we sort of try and picture it, but we don't always understand it. And maybe this is the first time you're going to hear these words that Jesus actually spoke. But Jesus said, "I am the door." Now, seriously, if I walked up to you and I said, "I am the window," like, what would you think?
You're off your head.
Yeah, you'd think I'm rockers, won't you? Jesus, when he said to people, "The door," they probably thought, "What?" But why did Jesus actually say that? He could have said, "I'm the key." But he said, no. He said, "I am the door." So why the door? Because a door represents access. If there were no doors on this building, you wouldn't be able to walk, would you? If we filled up all these doors and we closed the door, would you? The way in, isn't it? Are we agreed? Hallelujah. A door represents opportunity. And this afternoon, I believe that God has doors that he wants you to walk through. Doors to salvation. Doors to healing. Doors to destiny. And here is the scripture where Jesus says it. John chapter 10 and verse 19. He says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pasture." So why did he say the door? Because Jesus is the only way in. Jesus wasn't one door among many. He was saying, if you want to come into God's family, you must come through me. There is no other entrance into the family of God. No back door. No window that's left open. No secret passage. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, "Salvation is found in no one else." What are we talking about? Salvation is not found in anyone else but through
Jesus.
That we cannot come in relationship with Jesus and all the benefits and the promises of him, that we cannot come into life eternal, then when we hit the bucket here, we don't get to heaven, because Jesus is the door for us into heaven. Our belief in Jesus, he is the only way to heaven. Now, can you imagine a shepherd, like in ancient times? At night, the shepherd would lead the sheep into a stone sheepfold, and there was only one opening into that enclosure. And at night, the shepherd would lie across the entrance. Now, that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? You see, he lay over the entrance. His body was the door. Nothing could come in or go out without crossing over the shepherd's own body. And that's what Jesus is saying. That I am the protector. I am the way in. I am the door. He said, "I'm the door," because he offers us the protection. In a dangerous world, the sheepfold, the enclosure for the sheep, was a place of safety. The door kept out the wolves. The door kept out the thieves. And Jesus says, when you are in me, you are safe. Yeah, did you know that? That when you are in Jesus, you are safe. That you are protected. Not by security guards, but you are protected by Jesus Himself. John 10 verse 10 says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now when we talk here about the thief, we're talking about the devil. That he will come and he will try and steal from you, kill you spiritually and destroy your relationship with Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, I've come that they may have life. If you think about a storm, the wind is howling really hard and the rain is pounding down, but you step through the door into the house and suddenly there's peace. That's how it is when we step into Jesus. When we step through, which is Jesus Christ, we step into the place of shelter. If you're feeling attacked at the moment by fear, by anxiety, by the lies of the devil, then can I encourage you to come to the door this afternoon? The door which is Jesus Christ. Can I ask you to go on the other side of the door? That one. Can you imagine that's the door and Jesus is knocking at the door? Knock! Who is it? Who is it? Oh. Go away. What do you want? To help me. He wants to make a way to heaven for me. Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we do. That's what we do. Jesus is knocking on the heart, on the door of our heart. But we don't open the door. Because we think, oh, it's not cool to do that. What will my friends say? What will my family say? And we're just going to denial and we just say, no, we're not opening the door for Jesus. You get what I mean? You understand? You see, we've got a choice. We can walk away and say, not today, Jesus. Yeah. We can accept this invite to open the door to our heart and let Him in. Jesus said, when you open the door, you'll go in and out and find pasture. That means provision. That means nourishment. And I'm talking about for our souls. That means life to the full. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You know, when sheep are hungry, they don't thrive, obviously. But Jesus said, I will lead you to good pasture. I will satisfy your soul. And some of you have been eating from dry ground for a very long time. Old habits, empty promises. But Jesus is saying to you this afternoon, it's time for you to walk through the door to abundance. You want to go through that door this afternoon into Jesus. You want to let him in. Then just say with me, Lord, I step through the door into your abundance. Into your peace.
Into your joy.
Into your purpose.
Into your
provision. That Jesus offers us freedom, liberty. That when we are trapped, we're not a prisoner to ourselves and to the things that entangle us and chain us down. Jesus didn't save you to lock you in a religious cage. But he saved you to be set free. Can you imagine being locked in a prison cell and then suddenly the doors just, they just fly wide? You see, now that's what Jesus has done. Now it would be a bit silly if you're in that prison cell and the doors fly open and you just sit on the bed and you say, well, I'm not walking out. Because then you're imprisoned. Is open for you to be free. We have to choose to walk out of the cell that has imprisoned us and enchained us. Yeah. We have to choose to walk through that door that Jesus is calling us to walk into all the good things, his promises and promises that he has for our lives. We have to walk out. So I'm going to ask you this afternoon, if there's anything that keeps you bound up, addiction, shame, unforgiveness, then tonight I encourage you to walk through the door into freedom in Jesus Christ. Jesus as the door also speaks of destiny. There are doors that God wants to open for you. Doors of calling. Doors of service. Doors of influence. Whoop, whoop! Influence. Revelation 3 verse 8 says, see, I've placed before you an open door that no one can shut. That when you open that door for Jesus, the enemy, the devil, cannot shut that door. Yeah. Only you can. You have to choose to walk through. Fear will tell you to stay put, but faith will tell you to move. Lord, open the doors before us this afternoon. Lord, give us the courage to walk through the doors. Lord, we say yes to your call to walk through the door this afternoon. So why did Jesus say, I am the door? Because he is the way to salvation, to safety, to abundance, to freedom, and to purpose. And this afternoon, he invites you. Jesus says, come in, walk through. Don't stand on the sidelines when the door is open to you. Right now, would you picture that door? Picture a door in your mind. And now picture yourself on the one side of the door and picture Jesus on the other side of the door. And now picture yourself taking your hand and putting it on and pushing the handle down in the door wide and see. You see the barrier. We can't have it half open. We got to have it fully open. You don't want to just see half of Jesus, do you? I'm so You know what? I look at my brother. My brother is alcoholic. He's attempted suicide a few times. He's broken relationships, his partners. He's 6 years younger than me and he's just so broken. You see, I've told him about the door, but he refuses to open it. I said to him, you know what? I opened the door. And look where God has taken me to. And he says, I know, I know. And I said, no. Don't say I know, say I will. I will step in the door, and he refuses. You see, it was like there when I was knocking on that door and I was putting my hands over my ears and not today. This is how we are with Jesus. We need every morning, we need to open the door for Jesus. Let him.
Amen.
So this is your opportunity today. To walk through the door. I'm going to give you a chance to do that this afternoon. Can I ask everybody to stand up? For me? To call? For them? On?
Door and allow Jesus Christ to come in, either as your Lord or Savior, or to deal with it that you're going through. Some of you have got addictions. Jesus Christ, yes, you've been forgiven, but you're still affected by something. Because you're human at the end of the day.
pray for you if you're going to respond, and I'm going to ask you to come forward as we sing this last song. Just for you afterwards. Yes, of course.
Come forward,
no, you come, that's fine. 100%.